the classic game of two halves. I think it was a bit dour first half, slower pace, and then second half it picked up a bit. And
yeah, I think it was, as you've just explained, it was first half. I thought both teams were, the tempo was quite slow, and obviously I've been away for a week, I've not seen, but I've heard great reports, and I was expecting more, but the pitch was very sticky. I'll say that, so sometimes that makes it a little bit more difficult. But I thought we were trying to force things. We were too eager to score, whether that's because in the last two games we scored 10 goals and we're expecting to, you've got to score.
Yeah.
Sometimes it doesn't happen like that, and you give complete credit, because I thought they set up and worked hard, especially in midfield. Stopped us playing through there, and even quite evenly matched, I'd say. We had a couple of good chances to deliver from wide areas, and on another day hopefully we do better with that. And themselves, the big fellow up front before he started to tire, was always going to be a handful with his size and his physique. So from that respect, totally different to what we saw in the second half, where for me I thought we did move the ball. After having a chat with them at half time, the lads that went out for that first 5 minutes moved the ball very quickly. And set a tempo, for the lads who were coming on, who were all very hungry because they want to be, in that starting lineup come the 13.
I know you've not seen the last two matches, so obviously you learned from Suley and what have you. I mean, Leek are at the same level of both those, but are completely different teams. I mean, Curzon were pretty poor compared to Curzon teams, and Newmill's like a young team.
Right.
They're a bigger team. It was more physical. So I think that made it a lot more difficult.
Yeah,
game,
exactly. Really. But I thought we were never really in any danger. I thought, maybe a couple of crosses that went in the first half, and should have probably got more pressure on the delivery. To do with James, because coming in and collecting them balls, anything that's hung up in that 18-yard box, he's decisive. He comes, even if you don't get there, what you want from your keeper is to go and demand and command, which he does do. Other than that, another good 45 minutes. Glad it's nice and warm, not just because I've got back and I don't want it too cold, but that'll help to the players in their pre-season, because obviously it's harder work in hotter weather.
Yeah, exactly. And there's only three more friendlies now, and this is the time when you need to probably trim it down. I think Gazzulli's been telling me, we've been saying there's been 23, 24 at training every week.
It's probably
18, aren't we, really?
We're probably looking at carrying a squad of 20, but there's no rush in players. Lads over there, if they're happy to stay and fight for the
spot. Happens,
we've got to be fair to some of the lads, because some of them are too good, really, to be sat around waiting, and they'll notice that. And when that time comes, maybe we have to make their own decisions. Then they're not never ever nice, but we've got to do what's best for the club.
Great. See you on Thursday.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers, Cal. Cheers, Lee.